When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm appalled at what you said on that pod thing. It's disgusting.
This is the After the Show podcast. It's where we get honest and real with your ass. So sit back, relax, have a blast, because it's time for the After the Show podcast.
Yeah, hello and welcome to the KBJ After the Show podcast. Happy Thursday. It's almost weekend time. Any big plans with the Ralstons?
I think we've got another sporty weekend going on. So my son is very involved in the stuff now. So.
That's good.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, he loves doing it. It's all good. Last weekend, it was the Battle for Broward, a 7-on-7 high school football tournament. And that was a lot of fun.
Do you get nervous for him, or are you pretty chill?
I'm chill. I mean, I root for him. I want to see him do well. You know, that's just it. It's because, you know, you put time into it, you know, it helps their self-esteem, you know, they're going to be happy. And so, yeah, you want to see them go out there and do it. And that's sports, though. Sports is amazing for learning a lot of fortitude, and because there's a lot of disappointment, a lot of failure when it comes to sports.
I would get such a kick out of watching my kid play sports. That would be pretty when kids become little humans and they're doing fun shit. That's just amazing. I cannot wait for baby Lachlan to get to that age.
Yeah. It's a cool thing. It really is. So we did football last week, and I think we have got basketball stuff going on this weekend. So he's got a camp, and I guess he's signed up for a 3-on-3 basketball tournament with some of his friends. So we'll see what's going on with that. So I think that's our weekend.
Can Cannon dunk yet?
No, my gosh. Yeah, I wish. Yeah, there are some kids his age that can.
If someone said, Kevin Ralston, you have 48 hours to somehow get your body to dunking capacity or you die. And so does Virginia and Jay Bird. Is there any way we live? Is there any way you could dunk a basketball? You have 48 hours to make that magic.
I can't wear a jetpack.
Nope. You got to go full natural talent.
No, there's no way you could do that.
There's no shot.
Nobody could do that. I mean, it depends upon how close you were, but where I am right now to where it would take that, nobody could do that in 48 hours.
You're never close to dunking?
No. I mean,
really?
I'm good. No. I couldn't even touch the rim. So, yeah, I've got terrible hops. Yeah, I am all about being I am white guy all the way. White man can't dunk? That's me. Dog can't dunk.
Lead foot.
Yeah. No, it is. It's like I'm wearing concrete shoes.
Yo, Frankenstein
it's terrible.
Step.
I don't know why it's so bad. I don't know what happened. It's awful.
Genetics.
Yeah.
You can't help it.
No.
Your dad has lead foot.
You probably, yeah.
My dad, yeah. I mean, you become your parents, but like it or not.
You weren't a shitty athlete, though, were you? Were you decent enough to, when you were growing up?
I'm more of a hand-eye coordination kind of guy. So in baseball, I could hit because I had that. And in basketball, I could shoot. So skilled type stuff, I did okay. But athleticism, and that's a big element of it. I didn't have that. You just see some kids, and I've had that, they are just strong and fast.
Built like a machine.
Yeah, and that's a big part of it. So that's the base element of being a great athlete is having that. And then the next is having the mentality and developing the skill. So that's really the three parts of the pyramid of becoming an awesome athlete is you have to have all three. But the baseline is just how athletic are you? Naturally.
The machine.
That's it. Because you are a machine.
The vending machine, motherfucker.
Right.
That's not going to help.
Right. Luckily, I think my son Cannon he's got a little bit more of his mom's genetics, and she was an athlete, and so he's got more athleticism than I do.
She's quicker. Definitely. Her dad's an athlete.
Yeah.
She was built for speed.
Right. So, and that's what she was. She was a runner. So he's good on that. Cannon's doing well. He's getting stronger. He needs to He needs still get stronger, but he's doing well.
The one KVJ athletic event I want to do, and I want to host it at my house, and I think it would be so fun. You get three different ping pong tables, and you have a whole tournament with get like 20 people in there, and you could YouTube it. You could make it a lot of fun. Have some KVJ Nationers come out. Mm-hmm. You could make a little mock stands, kind of like a tennis.
I love it.
That would be so fun.
That'd be awesome.
I know. I've been trying to get this done, but somebody does not want to play ping pong.
I'll play ping pong.
But you still got to practice and all this shit.
I would like to practice.
Nah.
I mean, shouldn't you practice before you go into a tournament?
There's always a lot to do. It's like you got the dance off, but you got to do all the. It's just a
I'm ready to go. The vending machine is ready to go. I don't need all this time. I ain't got kids, though. I ain't married.
You're adorable, but come switch places with me.
Y'all's families get in the way of goofy time.
They do.
It does, yeah, they do. They're very demanding on time. So.
And mine isn't even like that crazy. I'm down one kid. It's like very peaceful these days, and I'm still running ragged.
You slowing down, Sinicky?
I think my house is a lot less crazy now that Magnolia is up at FSU, and it's like we have an only child. We have Rocco. And sure, there's a lot that goes with that, but it is way slower paced.
Okay.
There's less dishes mm-hmm. to wash, less clothes to wash, less things to clean up.
But look at you. You're going to be in New Orleans this weekend without kids and family.
I know. I'm so happy.
This witch always finds a way to find an opening to break free and get that ball in the end zone.
Your girl takes trips.
You do. No, I admire that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like Kevin. I would like to travel more. I just don't. And every time I travel, I always say, man, I gotta travel more. This is fun. It's a spiritual. I feel it in my spirit. Something happens to me. The fact that you got the balls to do it all the time, it's respect.
I love Jazz Fest in New Orleans. I used to go when it, like way back in the day when I was in high school, me and my friend Kimmy would play this game. We would play the game of going with $5 and seeing how much of that $5 we could come back with at Jazz Fest. So we would talk guys into buying our ticket to get in. We would talk guys into buying us drinks and food. And
that beautiful gift of gab you got over there?
I always came back with money.
Oh, okay.
Could you imagine a 21-year-old drunk Virginia just tearing it up,
trying to fleece guys,
just not even realizing the monster that she is yet. I mean, just really, that's, you're 21,
developing those early monster skills.
Oh, everyone's a monster at 21.
It's fun. It's a tradition. Mm-hmm. If you're from New Orleans, you love Jazz Fest.
I feel like New Orleans just likes to get turned. No matter what, they're just going to put fest at the end of it.
But it's a different vibe than Mardi Gras. It's a totally different vibe. It's a totally different crowd.
Mm-hmm. It's almost like sophisticated getting fucked up.
It is. Everybody's got a loose party attitude, but it's like older demo, more responsible choices. You don't see people puking at Jazz Fest like you do at Mardi Gras. You don't see people whipping out their tits at Jazz Fest.
There can be no titties at Jazz Fest.
No.
Oh, man.
No, you don't see nobody whipping out their tits for
jazzy
beads.
Titties.
Not my New Orleans.
And I was telling Kevin yesterday, the headliners at Jazz Fest take the stage at 5 p.m. or 5:20 p.m. The thing wraps up when the sun starts going down. It's a more of an adult party.
Mm-hmm.
You would love it, Kevin.
Oh, no, it's totally my thing. Yeah, well, you got the Killers there. Foo Fighters are playing. Chris Stapleton is playing. I heard those three. I'm like, that's
Vampire Weekend.
Yeah, I like them, too. Yeah, everybody you were mentioning.
John Batiste.
Okay.
I lost you.
I don't know who that is.
He's good. You should look him up. You would love him. He is so good.
New Orleans guy, right?
He's a New Orleans guy, but he's a music guy.
Yeah, I think I actually would enjoy it. I love jazz. I lived in Kansas City. I lived two blocks away from a jazz club called The Phoenix, and I would just go in there, and man, it was a small stage, great artist, loved it. It's cool. It's like you get a nice craft cocktail bird. You sit back and sip that baby and listen to these people just bellow, man. It's
nothing
awesome.
Nothing better.
Yeah, nothing better than that.
I love the word bellow, first of all, and I ain't sipping shit. You know how I drink.
Okay, you're
He's
not
a slammer.
Yeah. Birds at a jazz club yakking in the corner.
Is this more jazz or is this more blues? Is that jazz or is that blues, what I just did?
That's more jazzy.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, you know, Louis Armstrong did a lot of that.
Yeah.
And he, I would say, is more jazzy, but he could do blues, but he's more jazz.
Because I think sometimes jazz and blues kind of cross over at times.
Very much so.
Mm-hmm. Connected. What about you, Burb? What's your plans for the weekend?
We are shooting a snack pack video.
Oh, nice. Okay. Fun stuff.
Which song?
Food Fight.
Okay. Atoll vodka is delicious. It's basically the only vodka I've ever had that you can have it on the rocks and just sip it and not make a face. That's the great thing about Atoll vodka. It's a crisp citrus finish on a delicious vodka. Grab some for yourself today. Atoll vodka. I got it at Star Liquors right there on Indian Town Road in the Public Shopping Center all the way east. But you can also go online at mashandgrape.com.
Got some things that we did today on Raise Your Hand poll to take care of. 60% of the KBJ show has been on medication for mental health issues. I think I saw hands from Virginia and Jay Bird, maybe Suits, I think, in there. How long ago was yours, Virginia?
Mine was probably, I think I was still kind of dabbling when I came to Florida, but I was really trying to figure it out. I think a lot of it was situational for me. So, yeah, I was in some therapy with some, like, I had had a really bad panic attack when I was living in Mississippi.
Okay.
And I think I told you this story. I went in the Burger King bathroom and I took off all my clothes and I blacked out. I couldn't see. I was on the floor.
Were you taking something?
No.
This is straight up.
This is the middle of the day, like noon on a Tuesday.
Do you know what caused it?
Stress.
What was pushing the buttons? Do you remember?
It was all money related and it was just trying to be everything to everyone. I was on the morning show and I was the top salesperson at that station.
Okay.
So it was a lot of stress.
You made Mississippi your bitch.
I don't know. Mississippi might have made me their bitch.
Okay. You were sober as shit.
Oh, yeah. It was the middle of the fucking day. I was working. It was a work day. I was out selling radio ads.
Yeah.
And I stopped at the Burger King because I didn't feel good. And I just had a panic attack. Everything went black and I couldn't see. And I'm on the ground and I'm naked and I'm covered in sweat. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on with me? Am I having a heart attack? It was a panic attack. And so I went on Zoloft or something. I don't even know.
That's what my first big major panic attack, the one that I had in front of the big buildings where I was playing tennis with my sister. The same thing. Your vision goes out and then you feel like you're dying. And I don't know if it happened to you, but you're almost kind of out of your body. Your skin becomes super, super numb.
Yes, all that. I just couldn't figure out what was going on.
Wow. It always surprised me when people tell, they'll say, yeah, I've never had a panic attack before. I go, really?
A lot of people haven't had one.
I guess not.
I would not wish it on my worst enemy because I've only had two. I had one in college and then that one that I had in Mississippi. But both times it was the same thing, and I did not know what was going on. I thought I was dying.
That's what happens. You don't know what's going on. You learn to realize what's going on if they continue to happen. But
right.
if you're the first couple, you do. You really feel like something is seriously wrong with you.
But that's when they put me on Zoloft, was after that, because they were like, are you okay?
Wow. And Bird?
The last time I was on like an SSRI, I would probably say that was my mid-20s. And I mean, they threw a bunch of different drugs at me. At one point, they had put me on lithium. That made me severely depressed.
Yeah, my dad had been on that for a while. And I don't know if he still is. He might be. I think he had to get his readjusted. But I know that's a pretty powerful
I made a turn for the worst on that stuff.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't respond to any of those kind of drugs.
Yeah.
And then your anti-anxiety, like your Xanax, I've taken them a few times for a plane ride, but I haven't taken one of the last plane ride I took, I just drank some whiskey. I didn't take any prescription. So it's been a long time for me.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah.
I think that means that your mind is becoming more peaceful, and I think that's evolving and learning how to train your brain not to freak out.
Mm-hmm. The other thing we asked on the Raise Your Hand poll today, were you ever screamed at by a boss? 100% of us said yes.
Yes.
Okay, so we've all been there. And I mean scream, not just scolded or just a firm talking to, but you were screamed at.
Yeah, egg gate.
What was it?
Egg gate.
Egg gate. Oh, okay, yeah.
We did an egg bit, and I got screamed at, and it wasn't my fault, and I wasn't... It wasn't my fault. I got screamed at in front of a lot of people, and then I walked into the boss's office and screamed right back at them.
Oh, okay.
Virginia followed me in there.
I had your back.
You did.
I came in there ready to scream.
I've never in my life have seen red and did not give a fuck about anything that happened. I remember walking up to the elevator going, I could give a fuck if I got fired right now. I was that mad.
Wow.
Because well, you don't scream at people. That's it's not a good move.
Right.
And it was wrong.
And I wasn't wrong.
Yeah.
No, Jay Bird wasn't wrong. The boss was wrong, and the boss was screaming at him, and it was like, whoa, hold up.
With that said, though, that boss did apologize. It was very cool, and me and that boss had a great relationship after, which, I always think...
And that can happen.
I think people can get into fights, and you could sink or swim. You can get really, really strong. I seen that when I played baseball. There'd be dudes from other schools you could not stand.
Mm-hmm.
They were either they tried to bang your girlfriend or they threw a baseball at your head or they were assholes, and then all of a sudden you had a big fight and you become better friends.
And that's the difference between men and women.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
A lot of women can't do it like that. I'm just
telling you. Can't get over it once it happens.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
Well, look, a lot of dudes can't do it either.
Sure.
I'm not saying every time.
A lot of dudes can, and most women can't.
My point is, I just think fights sometimes can strengthen things. It doesn't always have to be a destroyer. It could be a strength.
What about yours, Virginia? Last time you were screamed at by a boss.
Let me think.
Mine's been a while. And
no,
I would
you
say,
were there for mine.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember being screamed at.
Yeah, it was a screaming match.
Oh.
You know.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
If you want me to go into it, I will.
Not too long ago, yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, it's not.
Yeah, it
might be too soon.
Yeah. That's right, yeah.
What's he thinking?
Well, that was the last time it got to screaming.
Okay.
I've been screamed at a few times. I won't talk about that one because it's so recent, but I've been screamed at. I got screamed at in Mississippi, and maybe that was a part of the...
Could have been, yeah.
Panic attack that I had.
Mm-hmm.
It was ugly.
Yeah, was it like a general manager screamed at you?
No, it was a sales manager.
Okay.
So it was a very odd situation. The two guys that owned the station had gotten their families to put up money to buy the station. And the two guys that owned the station and ran the station, I also did the morning show with. So it was a very unique scenario.
Mm-hmm.
It was very much family. And I was the outsider. I was the one that wasn't family. The sales manager, they had known him for years and they brought him in, and I just thought he was an asshole. And I told him so much.
Okay.
In front of everybody. Uh-huh, and it got fucking ugly.
Imagine that.
Real quick.
Imagine that.
24-year-old Virginia was not afraid of no man, just like 50-year-old Virginia.
Uh-huh. Okay.
It got ugly.
Do you have one where you were screamed at? Is it maybe New York?
Yeah, no. Probably the last time. I think, didn't Jordan scream at us, Virginia? It was
yes.
Yes. Yeah, our
he
first
did
boss.
Scream
he
at us.
Boss at
yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
He was. He couldn't figure out how to fix us.
And I think that was the last time. I do remember there was just, it was screaming. It was a very elevated voice. But that's the last time. I haven't been screamed at by a boss.
Yeah, you have, because I was there.
Who?
We got screamed at in this room over here.
I don't remember it. What was it in regards to?
Oh, this is so not.
You don't want me to go into it.
Just screamed at?
Yes.
A definition of screaming is different.
There was screaming going on.
Kevin
didn't get
screamed. Kevin didn't scream.
Kevin didn't get screamed at.
But your team did.
Okay, I think we're talking about, I'm talking about myself.
Individually, have you been, Kevin didn't get screamed at. I don't want to talk about this anymore.
I don't have a recollection. The last recollection I have of a boss screaming directly at me for something I was doing was Jordan. And if that, I don't know what situation. I mean, I've been in rooms where there was screaming going on, but it either wasn't me or it was...
Definitely Virginia.
It was, I've been in screaming meetings, but not that it was directed at me. So that's what I'm answering towards.
I'll tell you what is real fucked up is I got screamed at by my kindergarten teacher. I mean, screamed at one-on-one where I don't even, are teachers even allowed to be one-on-one with students these days? It was a thing where.
In what way?
Well, it was a thing where I missed a day of school, and there was this big art project that every kid painted a part of a big human body. And I was just, while the kids were at recess, my teacher had me paint my part.
Okay.
And I went outside the lines, and she just fucking lost it on me. I mean,
going outside the lines?
Dude, it was like this project was everything to her.
On a kindergartner?
Man, it was intense. Yeah, it was... That was way worse than a boss.
Lady, you're not supposed to be teaching.
She had such a mean face. She was so, she just old and pissed and in 1980s-ish.
You shouldn't be a teacher if you're screaming at a kindergartner.
But teachers would do that. Teachers would scream at kids back then. I don't think they can do that anymore.
Yeah. Worst I had a general manager at a radio station while I worked in Fresno. Screamed at me, picked me up, and threw me into a wall. He was a former NFL lineman. Dude was big.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I'm a pacifist, but we have to.
It got physical?
Yeah. Yeah, he picked me up, threw me into a wall.
Did you try to
That's not your
back?
Only physical story. You have other physical stories too with radio people.
Yeah, I'd had some stuff. Yeah, then after that, I got screamed at a few times in Kansas City. Mm-hmm. It was rough. At first, I'm like, oh man, radio's fucked up.
it is fucked up. That's
no,
really
radio
fucked up.
Absolutely is fucked up.
But the thing that was crazy was it was all within a pocket of when I got into radio in my first 4 or 5 years. A lot of screaming. I mean, it might have been my position. I was always the low guy on the totem pole. And so, I think ever since I've hosted a show, I really don't have any recollections of anyone in my face screaming at me. So that changed. I don't know if it's the times changed or...
I think times do change. I think that's what I was saying, even thinking back about the... could you picture Rocco or Cannon coming home and saying, my teacher got in my face and screamed at me? That'd be a national story nowadays.
I mean, they do have some videos that are coming out of high schools with teachers that are screaming. The kids are screaming back.
But they become national stories, though.
They do, yeah. So, I mean, it does still happen. But, yeah, it does become a big story. Okay, we also asked 60% of the KVJ shows followed somebody without them knowing. Okay.
Oh, yeah, I've definitely done that.
I've done it a few times.
Who are you following, Virginia, and why?
I have followed ex-boyfriends.
Okay.
I have followed people that I thought were cheating with other people that they were maybe cheating on.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I've been a part of several different scenarios.
And what about you, Jay Bird?
I followed a boss at one of the golf courses I worked at.
Okay.
Because this motherfucker was shady. And he was just... He had the gift of gab. He really could talk his way out of anything to the big bosses, and he kind of treated everyone underneath him like dirt. But then had this fake camaraderie, and we think he was a functioning alcoholic that was just always drunk, but just had all this energy.
Okay,
and he would always act like he's going to this place to get supplies, and we knew he wasn't doing that. We knew he was either.
Going to the bar
or something. Yeah. And so on my day off, me and my buddies followed him. And we think he made us out because he made the most erratic U-turn. He was looking back at us, and then the energy was kind of weird after that.
Oh, he saw you?
It sounds like it.
I'm not 100% sure.
Like
so
made.
You followed him, and you were terrible at following.
Uh-huh.
Because
sounds
that's
like
the
it.
One, it's the first thing about following somebody. You can't let them see you.
Look, I wasn't behind the wheel. I tell you what, though. What a rush it was. It was a rush.
100% of us have had to wipe ourselves with something other than toilet paper. Yeah, it's many a times either... Usually, typically, back in the old days when we used to be out in the sticks in the country, So that kind of stuff will happen quite frequently. I don't know that I remember anything too recent.
The times I counted myself lucky, it was a sock. Okay. The times I counted myself not so lucky, it was a leaf.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll count myself lucky. Mine was more of like a dish rag, and it was when I was a young boy. But there was a member of my family that had to wipe with leaves for number two. Mm-hmm. And that's got to be pretty rough, man.
What you have to do, because I've done this, is you have to pick the leaves from the tree. Don't use leaves on the ground.
Yeah, because I feel like that'd be too
fresh,
brutal.
Yes. Yeah. Get a fresh, dewy leaf off the tree. You want it to be as fresh and moist and new. You want a new leaf, not an old leaf.
Just make sure it's not poisoned. You don't want a poison.
Oh, my gosh.
You don't want poison ivy butthole.
Poison ivy butthole would be the worst.
That's why if you are an outdoorsman, you definitely know how to handle situations like that. You would not be wiping with poison ivy. So
that one
kind of stuff you have to know.
That show Alone I love, where the people they go out there by themselves and they have to survive out in the wilderness.
Naked and alone?
No. It's just called Alone. They usually have about 12 contestants, and they go until the last person is standing.
How long does it last?
Oh my gosh, sometimes it'll last 3 months. They have no idea when it's going to end, but there's always a specialist that knows about all of the leaves and the berries, mm-hmm. and what to eat
and what not to eat.
Yeah, and they're usually not a good hunter. They don't do great with the meat part, but they know all of the little tricks. And I always thought, what would be more valuable, being the meat person or knowing all of the leaves and berries to eat?
Okay,
what sustains more?
Great question.
I go meat if I had to choose.
I know, this one guy, he killed this one, I think it was a big-ass buffalo, but that's all he had was buffalo. And he was eating so much, he was losing weight. He was dying. He couldn't put weight on for some reason. I guess the protein was making him lose.
Maybe, yeah, but buffalo meat's actually very lean. A lot of people who really like lean, healthy meat, they eat buffalo.
He had so much meat, and he had to tap out because he was so weak and frail.
He didn't work in any nuts and berries.
He couldn't. That wasn't his strong suit.
Maybe meat guy's not the answer.
Maybe you got to be semi-good at meat, semi-good at nuts and berries.
And you have to be a fucking psycho. A lot of them just will starve. They'll go a week without really eating anything because they can't hunt. They have the mental. It's a good show. I recommend it.
What network is it?
They will run it on Netflix.
Oh.
They have some seasons on there.
Alone.
It's very good. Anytime, I always recommend people to watch that.
Sounds like a show you would watch. Well, Alone.
It psychs me up for going on a health kick.
Yeah? Okay.
I trick myself that I'm in the wilderness, and I go, you can't have that hot pocket right now.
Oh, yeah.
Put that blanket over
it's
you.
It's a little too intense.
There's a storm coming. I'll put the thunderstorm up real loud. It helps me.
Okay. It's so you're good. Hiding, in a sense, from hot pockets that are in your freezer?
It's good that I live alone.
Yeah.
Alone. Just like the name of the show.
It's a good show, though. I really do recommend it.
And, Bird, you're the only person to raise their hand for ever dated or hooked up with siblings in the same family.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's get into it.
They were, to be quite honest, very cool about it.
Okay.
Very cool about
sisters?
It.
Sisters?
Yes, they were sisters at different times in my life.
Wow.
If they ever would have come to you and wanted to be with you at the same time, would you have done that?
That's so weird, dude.
But hot.
But damn, my sisters.
It's true, yeah.
So how old were you when you hooked up with each one?
Probably 22.
Okay, that's a great age for that.
On one, and then probably 35.
Oh, okay. A nice little gap in between there.
Definitely a gap.
That was kind of you.
Yeah, you filled that gap, didn't you?
You don't want to bang them back to back. 22 and 23.
A little bit of time. Yeah. Okay.
Wow. Do I know either one of these girls?
No.
Have I ever met them?
Nope.
I got a question to somebody text in. Could you ask a Virginia... What the fuck is a dirty buffet? She's hosting one and the Kentucky Derby, according to one of her commercials.
A dirty buffet?
Yeah, I think Palm Beach Kennel Club, they said they're...
A derby! Derby. It's a Kentucky Derby, not dirty.
Oh, my God.
I thought you were serving up a dirty buffet.
Well, first, I'm going to put my muddy feet up on the counter.
We got mud and...
Then I'm going to shove Hot Pockets in my ass.
Yeah.
Like, what? A dirty buffet? No, Derby.
I wiped all the hot dogs in my butthole.
Derby.
Derby
buffet,
not dirty. Okay. That's a big difference.
It
really is.
Got to really pronunciate that because everybody goes, ew, I'm not going there. You got the dirty buffet. Which would be worse than crazy buffet, right?
Oh, way worse.
Yeah, way worse.
I bet I was raised on dirty buffets.
Dirty buffet, huh?
It's not fun.
You go to a lot of them when you grow up with a lot of people in your house and you don't have a lot of money. You go to a lot of dirty buffets.
And you're happy to be there.
I didn't know any better.
Right.
I thought I was eating like a king. And you kind of were. Sizzler was a big deal.
Sizzler was a big deal in my house. When we went to Sizzler, it was like, oh, shit, somebody got paid.
That's how I knew I loved Sizzler. Their salad bar was so good to me. Mm. I thought it was so delicious. I found a spider one time in the salad, and I still continue to eat.
Dirty buffet.
Dirty buffet.
Yeah, dirty buffet.
Who is that guy? I'm like, fuck it.
Fuck it.
It's Sizzler, dude. It's all right.
Robert said, I am a creature of habit. I never would have gone out of my comfort zone to try these, but when you suggested the Birria Queso Tacos with shredded beef, gotta tell you, life-changing. And a shout-out, too, to the new La Cabana Latin Grill off of Forest Hill Boulevard. Yeah, I think they just moved to that new location. They opened 2 weeks ago, yeah. I make everything, and I mean everything, fresh from scratch. I just want to say thank you for a new favorite dish.
Yeah, them Birria tacos, Kevin. You've changed people's life with that info.
Yeah, I mean, I'm new to the game as well, so I'm brand new on. In fact, I think Joe Ponton just dropped off some Birria tacos.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you kidding?
Might have him in the other room.
How did this happen?
I see a theme here.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
Ralston knows about tacos. He brings up some good points. Who change my thought process about how to throw a food party, pizza or taco bar, his cousin.
I know, the taco bar. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The taco cousins.
The great taco bar of
Taco Buffet.
2017.
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah.
It was, man. Yeah. I was expecting just tumbleweeds.
What a great
year.
There's a taco bar?
You're like, oh, Ralston did this?
It was such a mood change. It was a change in the atmosphere. It was amazing.
Look, all these years later. Still talking about it.
Hey, Seuss, can we bring in one of Ponton's Birrias? You have to give it a shot here since we got
Birria
it.
Birria tacos.
Birria, yes, that's right.
Is it beef? Is it chicken? I got so many questions.
Are you against a black bean taco, or is that something that Ralston would never do? Because they are good as well.
Yeah, I don't, you know, black beans are actually great for you. It's one of the things I do a little bit. But not as much, just trying to lower on the carbs. But yeah, black beans are fantastic for you.
Black beans, I can eat a bunch of them, and they don't make me fat for some reason.
No, they're very lean. They're
okay.
Really, yeah, and I, like I said, I do eat them a good bit.
Oh, is that deep fried?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, but that's what a birria taco is. It's fried.
That's right. I remember now.
Damn, you don't listen to nothing Kevin said.
That might have been the day I was drinking.
That's good. I don't know if you want to try it, Virginia. But
I do.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, give
it's
me
good,
some
Ponton.
Oh,
really good,
yeah.
Man.
I'm going to tear off a piece.
It honestly tastes a little bit like a grilled cheese.
It reminds me of a pizzone.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Do you guys remember a pizzone?
We do.
I do.
It was a Pizza Hut.
It was.
Yeah, I know.
It was so my kind
There's
of thing.
There's a pizza calzone, but isn't that what a calzone is really anyway?
It is, but it was kind of like a sandwich too. I don't know. It was very exciting for me.
You're good, Ponton. Good job.
Yeah.
Is he still back there?
Did he drop him and run?
He might have left.
Yeah.
He was back there for a minute.
Look, anytime you fry something that's not normally fried, like a taco, I'm going to be down.
I am too.
I like frying stuff. Mm-hmm. I know it's not good for me, but I love it. I don't eat a lot of it.
How bad does it get if you just, because to me there's fried food that you're dropping in oil and you're frying that way and you're putting something in a skillet and that's frying it, but I mean, it's not the same equivalent, right? As far as...
Yes.
It is the same equivalent.
Pan-seared is way healthier than dropping it in oil.
Yeah, okay, that's right. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
You're right. What you said is right.
You want the texture. You like the texture and the crunch of it, and you can eat. You can get all that without all of the bad
without
stuff.
Without the deep frying and, the oil. And
that, I can't believe it's not butter. I'm not going to lie. I can't believe it's not butter.
Just use butter.
No, if you really are trying to be healthy, there's zero calories in that.
I know, but there's all kinds of chemicals in that shit.
It's going to get me. So clogged arteries or fucking chemicals. Either way, I'm fucked. Just let me go out the way I want to go out.
Right.
Let me live my life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very good.
I can't believe it's not butter is what I'm saying. It holds up to the name.
Mm-hmm. And there is something about a birria taco, though, that they do have the shredded beef, very pronounced. And then the au jus, I think, is the key part of it.
Oh, yes, the dipper.
Mm-hmm. To me, that's a restaurant's make or break because of the sauce.
Mm-hmm.
I'm that big of a sauce fiend.
You've had that mother's sub, the debris one, that they just dip the whole fucking sandwich in the vat of au jus and then they wrap it.
Yes.
Oh,
like I have, yeah.
It's so wet. You need to get, towards the end, you got to get a fork and knife, but that is so good.
It's got that was.
It's so good.
He's got a little spicy kick in that, too.
He does, and I like it.
It's very good. Yeah, Ponton, he's a good cook, man.
Good job.
He's a great cook.
Yeah, he is. He puts his heart in it.
Yeah, as far as making them so they look, you know, because the ones that I get look at, they have a little bit different feel, and I think the au jus is a big part of it.
Oh, and, two, it's hard to transport fried things without them getting soggy.
Right, yeah, and I think they use the smaller corn tortillas. That's what I do. Do you do corn or flour?
I like flour.
Okay, I
want to love corn, so I want to love it.
Corn is healthier.
It doesn't hit as hard for me.
It doesn't.
Yeah.
I like the taste of a flour tortilla.
Most gringos do.
Yeah, look, if I have cheese enchiladas and it's a corn, I'm very okay with that.
My mom's way Mexican. She prefers flour, but she eats corn for the health reasons.
Okay.
Oh, I think I got to fuck up some Mexican food today.
It's great, right?
Oh, my gosh.
Get it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Where do I go? I don't want to get...
Yeah, where's the best place close to where we are, which is Central Palm Beach County, West Palm?
I don't like going... Can't go too hard before after the podcast tonight. Weird and whatever. I can't get all bloated.
You're backing out of it already?
No, not the podcast. I'm going to do the tacos. I'll make sure I have them after.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
I don't want to eat all... It's got to...
Oh, fuck it. Just do it tomorrow then.
Fuck.
You're such a little bitch.
I can't have lunch because I got a podcast at 6 p.m.
Dude.
Such a little bitch. You're right. I agree with
you. Eat a fucking taco and quit your bitching.
No, the problem is I can't just eat one taco. I ain't got restraint. I'm a fucking monster, man.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know why a taco or two should sideline you for the whole day.
That's what you guys aren't understanding, and I'm not communicating.
I guess that's it.
I'm not a person that can let the floodgate open.
So you're going to starve yourself and not eat till 8 p.m. tonight?
I think that's how you keep a junkyard dog mentality, to stay lean and mean until...
I just don't want to be that dog.
Huh. Oh, I get it. I'm bro. I'm fucking whacked.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're interesting to watch. It's quite a show.
When do we put those cameras in your house so everybody can see the live feed 24/7?
Yeah,
I want to see you trying to hide from Hot Pockets.
Under the covers like it's a storm.
I said too much in this fuck.
Very revealing, yes. And that along with the mental health meds, yes.
And sisters you banged.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
a lot of truth bombs on this.
Don't make it like it was more of a, it was sweet. Don't make it not sweet.
I bet they thought it was sweet.
Oh, right.
Give them that sweet love.
Right. Don't make it that way.
All right, y'all. Have a great Thursday. We'll see you back here tomorrow.